All right, my name is Murray Gordon, ISV Architect Evangelist with Microsoft. Today I'm here with Ward Bell from IdeaBlade.
Yep, Ward Bell, VP Technology at IdeaBlade.
Right on. So today we're going to chat a little bit about the Entity Framework. I know there's been a lot of buzz. People are asking, what?
Oh, yeah, and is it for real? Is it industrial strength?
Yeah.
And is Microsoft truly serious about it? Because there was some concern. There was the Link to SQL world, which first came out, and sometimes people think, maybe they're serious. Serious is a heart attack about Entity Framework. I mean, it's the real deal. We have many customers who've been very successful with Entity Framework. Using Entity Framework 1, which, believe me, was actually really good.
Yeah.
There was a lot of noise about it because it had a certain style of development, mm-hmm. which is a data-first style. Didn't do much for the people who were code-first mm-hmm. or design-first. And that is being addressed in Entity Framework 4, as are a lot of other things. So EF4, there's a big leap from 1 to 4, as you know.
Yeah, no doubt.
It was rock solid with V1, and it's rock solid with V4, and you get this other features, and the design experience is better.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like if your application can benefit from an object relational mapping style, mm-hmm. from providing some kind of loose coupling between your vision, your programming model, and mm-hmm. the actual database, which an awful lot of business applications should do that.
For sure.
Then you have choices out there.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. But any framework is a really solid choice. It's been a solid choice.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, we're glad that that our product has chosen Entity Framework as the primary vehicle for delivering data.
Yeah. Now, I know that we've had a lot of conversations about this in the past, so the astronaut architects, and what are the kind of things that you give customers and enterprises whenever you're having conversations with them about, architecture, what are the directions you should go? So if you were to talk to these other ISVs and enterprises out there that are looking at the Entity Framework and maybe looking at their architecture overall, if they're looking at Silverlight, maybe MVC, what are some of the things that you try to help them, questions you help them answer quickly?
Well, sure. Every architect wants to do the right thing.
Yeah.
And there's so much technology and there's so much theorizing about what the right thing is that it's almost paralyzing.
Yeah.
And what I see, and you probably see too, is somebody maybe has a successful product in the marketplace, mm-hmm. but it's a little old and they want to re-engineer it for the new platform. And they're kind of terrified. So they want to do everything right. And so they start reading all of the possible theories and plans and discussions, and they get lost in the weeds in the architecture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they forget that the goal is to get some product into customers' hands soon.
Yeah.
Good quality product. You don't want to paint yourself into a corner. But you can't just imagine every possible this and that pattern. I want to have perfect patterns, or I've got to be designed first, and mm-hmm. or everything will be terrible. No, you got to really think, what am I trying to deliver, when am I trying to deliver it, and hone in on the technologies that will get you there, and that have been proven.
Yeah.
And any framework, including doing data-driven first, is proven to deliver real applications.
Yeah.
So you should really touch base with what's working mm-hmm. and remember what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, and I know some of the largest customers in terms of companies that you guys have worked with,
They
bought into it 100%?
Oh, we have one that is building a multi-tenant app with 20,000 tenants.
Yeah.
Entity Framework, multiple servers, obviously a distributed app. You don't, 20,000 customers are not sitting in one place.
No.
And they're right on schedule to hit those goals.
Nice.
So we're talking lots of data, lots of processing, and lots of satisfied customers.
No doubt. Hey, well, thanks for your time today, Ward. Really appreciate it. And enjoy the conference and enjoy Vegas.
I'm already enjoying myself.